This is NPR.
Thanks, Mike. The U.S. and North Korea are now talking in China. It's an attempt to make progress on North Korean nuclear disarmament. NPR's Louisa Lim has more from Shanghai.
U.S. nuclear envoy Christopher Hill told reporters he hoped he'd be able to take an overall time frame on North Korean disarmament back to Washington. Pyongyang has been dragging its feet on filing a declaration of all its atomic activities. It's a document it had originally promised to complete by December. But there have been disagreements about the contents of the declaration and when Pyongyang should receive aid and diplomatic concessions. North Korea recently gave the U.S. thousands of documents from its Yongbyon nuclear reactor, raising hopes of progress.
NPR's Louisa Lim reporting from Shanghai. New numbers from the Pentagon show 40,000 troops with post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD, since 2003. They say cases jumped 50% in 2007. Top officers say several factors are driving the rise. 2007 was the most violent year of combat in Iraq and Afghanistan, and many warriors have done two or more tours of duty. As high as these numbers are, Pentagon brass is worried the real toll could be even greater. They say many cases aren't reported. The Defense Department arms warriors with rifles and tanks. State Department workers do battle with words and wit, but there could be a shortage of diplomatic troops for Iraq. Employees volunteer to work at the embassy in Iraq. About 300 positions need to be filled there in 2009. The State Department sent a worldwide notice asking for more volunteers and a warning that staffers could be forced to go to Iraq if there aren't enough volunteers. Digital TV is coming in 8 months, but a new study shows 1 in 5 homes isn't ready. Joel Rose has more.
Most TV broadcasters will flip their signals from analog to digital in February of next year. If the switch happened today, the firm Nielsen says roughly 10 million American households would not be able to watch TV at all. That's actually a slight improvement over 3 months ago, when the federal government began offering $40 coupons to help viewers buy converter boxes that will allow them to watch digital signals on old analog televisions. But the Nielsen study suggests that millions of households have yet to take advantage of the program, with Hispanic, African American, and younger viewers being the least prepared for the transition.
Joel Rose with that story. To sports, the LA Lakers are one win away from the NBA Finals. They beat the San Antonio Spurs on the road last night to take a 3-1 lead in the Western Conference Finals, Game 5 in Los Angeles tomorrow night. Tonight in the Eastern Conference Finals, the Detroit Pistons visit the Boston Celtics. That series is tied 2-2. In hockey's Stanley Cup Final, the Detroit Red Wings have a 2-0 lead over the Pittsburgh Penguins. Game 3 is tonight. That is your news, and that's your sports. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.